Coming up, a bill that would cap what staffing agencies can charge for the help of temporary healthcare workers is advancing in the Iowa legislature. And later, closed lanes on Interstate 80 and Interstate 380 are expected to open in April. Plus, a program that gives second grade students free swim lessons is continuing. Welcome to the Tuesday, March 12th edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. Up first, lawmakers are considering a bill that would help manage Iowa's nursing home costs. Under House File 2391, payment rates for nursing services provided by staffing agencies cannot exceed 150% of the statewide average paid the year prior. Supporters say staffing agencies charge so much for temporary healthcare workers that it's putting a financial burden on nursing homes and other healthcare facilities. Staffing agencies say that during the COVID-19 pandemic, billing rates spiked and have been gradually returning to pre-pandemic levels. The agencies warned that capping rates would only make the healthcare worker shortage worse. The bill was introduced by majority Republicans in the Iowa House and received strong bipartisan support. It passed the House on an 80-17 vote and is now being considered in the Iowa Senate. Senator Jason Schultz, a Republican from Schleswig, ran the subcommittee hearing Monday. Schultz told reporters after the meeting, quote, "The stress in the long-term care industry is very real. I think everybody understands that. I do believe we are going to have a very robust exchange of ideas on this one, but that indicates just how much money is at stake on one hand and how difficult the long-term care industry is on the other," end quote. Senator Todd Taylor, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, said his viewpoint on the bill has gone back and forth. Taylor said, quote, "I spoke with a lot of people last week. I was for the bill. I was against the bill. And this is not with any snark at all, but many of the bills that I've seen in this legislature, there's not really a problem that we're fixing. Here, I see there is a problem. I am concerned. Is this the right fix?" End quote. Schultz and Senator Don Driscoll, a Republican from Williamsburg, advanced the bill out of subcommittee Monday. This makes the bill eligible for consideration by the full Senate Workforce Committee. Next, the final lane openings on the Interstate 80, Interstate 380 interchange are expected to open in April. The I-80 median barrier has been done since mid-January, and a temporary barrier was removed in early February. So what work still has to be done? This month, contractors are pouring concrete for the median barriers on I-380 near where it becomes Highway 218. Then, rumble strips will be installed on the median shoulder on both I-80 and I-380. Iowa Department of Transportation resident construction engineer Hugh Hollick told the Gazette once all the lanes are open, final touches will be added. This includes replacing cracked concrete sections in active lanes and some right-of-way fence. This work is expected to be complete by the end of April. Hollick said minor work that continues into the fall won't impact traffic. The Iowa DOT offered contractors almost $5.4 million in incentives to meet early deadlines related to closed ramps and other closures. For example, Hollick said the ramp to and from Highway 218 going south was supposed to be done before November 17, 2023. That ramp was opened months earlier on August 30th. The state did not provide incentives for median barriers or connected projects. Last year, 54 students at Cedar River Academy took swimming lessons during their regular school day. This spring, the program is teaching approximately 157 students to swim for free. Johnson Steam Academy and Garfield Elementary are joining Cedar River Academy in participating in the program. Classes are held at Bender Pool, and each school receives lessons for 1 month. The classes are part of a continued partnership with the City of Cedar Rapids and Cedar Rapids Community School District with support from Cedar Rapids Parks Foundation and Cedar Rapids Kiwanis Club. The program aims to promote equity and break barriers like lack of transportation, swim attire, and finances so people can use Cedar Rapids' public aquatic facilities. The students are provided with free swim attire that they can keep. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, drowning is the second leading cause of unintentional injury death for children ages 5 through 14. Motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause. Cedar Rapids Parks and Recreation Director Hashim Taylor said, quote, "I just appreciate the school district's involvement and willingness to be a part of this because it's huge. And second graders should have these skills, having a large body of water in the middle of the city," end quote. As always, you can find a link to each of the stories featured in today's episode in this episode's description or at thegazette.com. Now let's take a look at the weather in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Today will be mostly sunny. Anticipate a high of 69 degrees and a low of 43 degrees. Wednesday will be sunny. Expect similar temperatures to today. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay up to date with the latest news from Eastern Iowa at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Chihan.